Okay, we are back recording at 9:27 a.m. Dr. Cornwell?
All right. So we're taking case number 21-03, Shane Sullivan, physical therapist. Shane, I think you're here.
I am, yes, sir.
This is just an initial hearing, but would you like to make a brief statement?
Do you want to? I'm sorry to interrupt, but would you like me to provide a brief case overview?
Yeah, I got ahead of myself. Sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. And I don't believe that the complainant NM is on the phone. I was unable to interview her despite multiple attempts at doing so. You reviewed this complaint in January of 2020. You voted at that time to proceed with opening a complaint and pursue investigation. NM alleged that Mr. Sullivan was disparaging his employees and patients in addition to posting expired licenses. This case is for your review.
And this is Anne McClellan. I'm Mr. Sullivan. If I could give just a brief statement on his behalf.
Yes, go ahead.
Mr. Sullivan has submitted a great deal of evidence to disprove the allegations. That's not his burden, but he has done that to show that this employee's made allegations that are unsubstantiated. This is a former employee now, apparently may be upset with Mr. Sullivan. She resigned voluntarily, and then there was an issue with her seeking unemployment. And Mr. Sullivan and his office provided the accurate information to the state of Arizona, and this complaint was submitted, we believe, after that. But Mr. Sullivan has submitted reviews and feedback and signed statements from numerous employees proving that the allegations are untrue. He submitted photographs of his licensure and a statement from his office manager, who's also his wife, to show that his license has always been displayed and always been up to date and not expired. Given all of the evidence Mr. Sullivan has presented and the lack of evidence substantiating the allegations, we ask the board to dismiss the complaint. Thank you.
I entertain a motion, or if there's anyone has any questions.
This is Mr. Greer. I would move to dismiss this case.
Second.
We have a motion to dismiss, plus we have a second. Any discussion? Let's call that question.
It's been moved and seconded to dismiss case 2103, Shane Sullivan, PT. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Motion passes.
All right. Thank you for being here. Let's move to item number three, case 21-04, Kenneth Lundeen, physical therapist. And is Mr. Lundeen here by any chance?
He's on mute.
He is. He's muted.
Okay. So, Mr. Lundeen, if you'd like to say something, you don't have to, but if you'd like to, you'll need to unmute.
And Mr. Lundeen is represented by Mr. Carey and Ms. Brody, and I believe both are present.
Okay.
We are. Good morning, Chair Cornwall, members of the board. This is Flynn Carey, one of the attorneys for Mr. Lundeen. I would just note very briefly that the board investigator did not appear to substantiate either of the allegations here. There is a question initially about whether the board even wants to exercise jurisdiction, given that the device that was used and how the device was used would not fall under the definition of physical therapy. We presented a significant amount of information about the fact that this machine was kept in good working order, We provided a checklist from that morning where the technician checked the machine out to make sure it was working properly, contrary to how the complainant complained about it. Mr. Lundin has had absolutely no complaints about his operation of that machine, and it appears that he does use it every day in his physical therapy practice. In addition, the machine, this complainant actually was tested on the exact same machine in February of the year as well without any issues. It appears from our review and from Ms. Richardson's review that this was a complainant who was not able to qualify for a job with a railway because of his mobility limitations, and that is what prompted his complaint. In addition, we were also able to provide proof that the custodian of the records in this case is a company called IBCS, which is the clearinghouse essentially for the materials once the Cybex is used. And so and that was very effectively communicated to the complainant that for him to obtain testing materials that they need to follow up with IBCS. So we agree with Ms. Richardson's conclusions that neither of the allegations should be substantiated, and we'd respectfully ask the board to consider a dismissal of this case.
And I will add, I don't believe that a complainant SM, he had indicated to me that he would not be able to participate in today's hearing. I just want to confirm that SM is not on the phone. Okay.
All right. So unless questions by board members or a motion.
I just have a quick question, I guess, or comment about for Mr. Lundin. Mr. Carey indicated and the response indicated that what you were doing, you know, as far as testing for employment did not fall under the purview of actually being a physical therapist. However, just noting that you signed the document as your name and then PT. So it can be very confusing to see that you're signing a document with your credentials of a PT, yet we're being asked not to look at the document as being from the perspective of a PT. So do you typically sign those with your credentials as a PT?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Those are, signed by me, as you said, PT.
And I would note, Dr. King, I think one of the areas that, I think that one of the issues with that is that the contract between IPCS and Mr. Lundin is that even though the Cybex doesn't require a PT to actually operate it, that's IPCS's preference. At the same time, I think that if he doesn't sign it as PT, then he also falls in the other box of not putting his initials at the end of something. So I think that's a challenging issue. I think, going back to, we went back to the definition of physical therapy itself and our belief that the administration of the Cybex wouldn't constitute physical therapy. I don't know that there's a disqualifier on him actually using his PT, but I think your point about potential confusion is well taken.
Any other questions or a motion?
This is Karen Bustiana, and I really want this to be, thought of as well. I have the same concern that Dr. King had, along with that Mr. Lundin probably wouldn't have this contract if he was not a physiotherapist. And so it might fall under the definition of wellness and prevention and things like that that physical therapists are allowed to do. Along with the testing, I realized with the paperwork that you submitted that a number of different types of personnel could administer the testing. But I guess my contention is that Mr. Lundin has this contract because he is a physical therapist.
Any other questions? I make a motion that we dismiss.
Second.
Further discussion on the motion.
No, while I'm in support of the motion, I do think that there needs to be some real deep looking into the practice. I do think that it's a very slippery slope that Mr. Lundin is walking on this one.
Any other comments? All right, I'll call the question.
It's been moved and seconded to dismiss case 21-04, Kenneth Lundin, PT. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Motion passes.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
Moving on to item 4A4, case 21-05, Robert Dierenfield, physical therapist.
Good morning. On this case, Mr. Dierenfield is represented by Michelle Thompson. Michelle, are you on the line?
I am. Just briefly, Dr. Dierenfield had a medical appointment this morning. He should be here any minute. Is there any chance that the board could move on to 5 and then just come right back? He should be here within 5 minutes.
I don't see any problem, so I'll reorder the agenda. We may go to 2 more, but depending on, so let us know when he's, or if we don't notice that he's here, just let us know.
Thank you very
Let's
much.
Let's go to 4A5, case 21-20, Alejandro Iniquez. I probably butchered that last name.
And Mr. Iniquez, this was a complaint brought forward by his employer who owns a physical therapy clinic. She informed me that she would not be able to participate. Ms. Billiard, I just want to double check. Are you on the line? Mr. Iniquez is represented by Mr. Stuart Salwin, and I do believe Mr. Salwin is present.
Yes, I am. Good morning.
If you don't mind, let me just provide a brief overview for the board, please. On July 26, 2021, the board received this complaint. Ms. Billiard, as the owner of Spectrum Spine and Sports Physical Therapy, was notified on July 21, 2021, that Mr. Iniquez, one of her employees, was arrested for engaging in an inappropriate sexual relationship with a 16, then 17-year-old female patient. This case is for your review.
Mr. Snowing, would you like to make a statement, or is Alejandro on the line?
Alejandro is not on the line. I advised him he didn't need to be present for this meeting, and the reason being is that because of the nature of the allegations, Alejandro is currently the subject of an investigation by the Gilbert Police Department. In my speaking with him, just theoretically, he'd be very happy to comply with the board investigation. However, at this time, I advised him, and he has agreed to assert his right to remain silent because of the nature of the criminal investigation that's currently ongoing. And so he wouldn't want to, I advised him not to make any statements to the board that could impact that investigation. So if the board is willing, we are requesting that there be some sort of hold placed on this for a period of time for us to resolve the criminal investigation. And then we can make a determination as to how to participate in this. That would certainly be our hope. But I leave that up to the board and their schedule, obviously.
Is the licensee still practicing?
No. I've been in discussions with Mr. Harris and Ms. Richardson and advised them that that Alejandro is not to practice physical therapy in the meantime as kind of a stopgap measure to try to allay the board's concerns of him continuing to practice. And I did tell Ms. Richardson that if anything changed about that, I would inform her. But for the meantime, and I'm not sure exactly what occupation he is in now, but he is not practicing as a physical therapist.
Dr. Cornwall, before we decide this, I'd like to get some legal advice. I don't know if anyone has any questions before that, but...
I second that motion.
I haven't made the motion yet. I wanted to see if anyone had any questions before I make the motion.
Mr. Greer, I think it'd be appropriate, you know, I don't know that... let's make it a formal motion.
I will move that we go into executive session to obtain legal advice.
Second.
All right. We'll need to take a roll call vote, correct?
Yes. It's been moved and seconded to go into executive session for purposes of obtaining legal advice in case 2021 Alejandro Iniguez, PTA. Dr. King.
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Motion carries.
All right. So if I remember, we exit from this one and join the other one.
At 9:44.
Okay.
Yes, the recording has stopped.